O magnum mysterium et admirabile sacramentum, ut animalia viderunt dominum natum, jacentem in presepio. Beata Virgo, cuius viscera munuerunt portare dominum Jesum Christum. Alleluia. O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. Blessed is the Virgin whose womb was worthy to bear our Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia. For centuries, this snippet of words, derived from the prophecy of Isaiah and the infancy narrative of Luke, were prayed just one time a year. One time in 365 days, in the darkest hour of the night, close to the longest night of the year, just before Christmas Day. And yet this snippet, taking just seconds to read out loud, was something lost in a sea of nearly a dozen psalms and another dozen scriptural readings. And yet this snippet, spoken or sung just once a year by priests, friars, monks, or nuns, would proclaim these simple but profound words, so simple that a child could understand them, and yet so profound that they encapsulate the essence of our faith in a mere two short sentences. O magnum mysterium et admirabile sacramentum, O great mystery and wonderful sacrament. The greatest of all the mysteries in this world is that God, the creator of all things, including the universe and everything contained within, deigned to send his only begotten Son, a grace beyond all grace, to earth for our benefit. Never mind how God could actually ever become man. Never mind how the Son could be fully human and fully divine. The implications of God coming to earth to become one of us is so mind-bogglingly unfathomable that we cannot even begin to express the results. Even when we look at an ordinary newborn baby, it is hard to comprehend how something so small and so completely helpless is yet a very real human being with all the capacity and potential to be the next greatest scientist, the next greatest philanthropist, the next greatest leader, all locked up in a tiny little package. And yet, to add in the divine, the Godhead, the omnipotent in, what is the result? We can only call it a mystery, for we cannot understand it. We cannot articulate it. Ut animalia viderunt dominum natum jacentem in presepio. That animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. Would that Jesus, the heir of the universe, should meet the greatest leader of the known world, Augustus, the usurper of the old republic and the first Caesar of the Roman Empire. Would that Jesus be born in all the finery and luxury known to man. Would that Jesus be attended by servants, scholars, rabbis. Nay, none of these came to pass. Instead, the most important creature ever to grace our planet came into the presence of animals and domestics, slaves to their human owners. Instead, the babe found himself lying in a makeshift crib, a manger used for feeding livestock. Instead, this event went unnoticed by all the most powerful, important, and famous people that society had to offer. that God recognizes us all as members of the human family, everyone equal in his eyes. It gave him no trouble to ignore our man-made protocols, those things that lead us into envy and jealousy. Besides, if he could arrive in our world in the shabbiest of places, then his teachings were already off to a good start. Who were his disciples but ordinary working-class men and women? Who were the people that seemed to be the wisest and without guile, but the children, the sick, and the poor? Who were best suited to understand his message of love thy neighbor, but those who received very little from the world? Beata Virgo, cuius viscere munerunt portare Dominum Jesum Christum. Blessed is the Virgin whose womb was worthy to bear our Savior, Jesus Christ. Would that a woman, the most important human being ever to be born, should be chosen to give Jesus his humanity. For Mary was not merely a surrogate mother, there just to incubate the infant Jesus growing in her womb. Nay, she provided him with her humanity, our humanity, so that Jesus could hunger, could thirst, could suffer, could feel, could cry out in the middle of the night. And yet her gift did not end. Jesus still had yet to be tried, to suffer and to die so that he could ransom himself, to take on our sins and the sins of our fathers, to give us the opportunity for everlasting life. That Mary presented herself while he dragged himself and his cross to Calvary, while he spent 3 hours suffering and dying on the cross, while he was pulled down and buried. This is no pain that any mother should ever endure, her own child, her own flesh and blood. We can only call it a mystery, for we cannot understand it. We cannot articulate it. Alleluia, alleluia. When we read into these two small sentences, we see that the cosmic battle between good and evil, the tipping of sin as something that condemns us to the fiery chasm of hell, to the heavenly kingdom lined with pearls and gold, the opportunity that we now have to control our own destiny, to seek the way, the truth, and the life. And lastly, that it was a gift freely given to us by our Heavenly Father, the one who made us, the one who loves us beyond all measure. Can we give him any greater honor than that, the simplest of expressions? Alleluia. And yet, God does not really need our praise. We, on the other hand, need to praise him. Because while we can fathom or understand everlasting life, can we even begin to understand the love that God has for us? We can only grossly approximate it by looking into the eyes of a newborn baby. And even with knowledge of his or her potential, it doesn't come close to the mystery of the infant Jesus, born under the star in the city of David. We can only call it a mystery, for we cannot understand it. We cannot articulate it. O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals should see their newborn Lord lying in a manger. Blessed is the Virgin whose womb was worthy to bear our Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia.